A mangled mess of carriages and bodies. Rescue teams scour the wreckage of what has become one of India's worst train disasters.
10 to 15 people fell on top of me. I was at the bottom of the pile of people. I hurt my arm and neck. Then when I got out of the train, I saw someone had lost their hand and another person had lost their leg.
I woke up and heard a loud bang and the train was derailed. I was lying on the top bunk bed of the train and held on to the fan. When the train stopped, then I was able to get out.
The accident happened when a passenger train derailed and collided with a freight train on a nearby track. Minutes later, another passenger train rammed into the wreckage. Teams of rescuers rushed to the scene but were overwhelmed by the scale of the disaster, with large numbers of people feared trapped in the overturned coaches.
All the focus is right now on rescue operations. We are trying to ensure those who have suffered critical injuries should be moved to the hospitals for treatment and their relatives be informed of their well-being. All the focus is on that.
The first derailed train was the Coromandel Express, a fast service running from Kolkata to Chennai. It's still unclear why it came off the tracks at Balasore in India's eastern Odisha state.
A high-level committee has been formed to look into this incident. The Rail Safety Commissioner will also do an inquiry, and they will go and find the root cause of this accident. Why did this happen? All the technical details would be found out by them.
The country's seen a catalogue of major crashes on a sprawling 65,000-kilometre network in recent decades. Despite government efforts to improve safety, accidents are frequent, but not at this scale. Alex Baird, Al Jazeera.